News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Friday visit with members of the College Station Police Department, visiting today with Lieutenant Rodney Sigler. It is back to Aggie football home game days after a few weeks of the Aggies being on the road. And I think those of us who don't go to the ball games probably already know to avoid the streets and roads where traffic comes in and out of campus, but there's a special problem that's going to take place for the final two games of the season.
Yes, it has been a few weeks since we had a home game, and there's something new out there this time. TxDOT has started construction on Welborn Road at the University Drive intersection. What it's resulted in is the northbound Welborn Road is reduced to one lane. The outside lane has been closed. So we're anticipating that that's going to cause a little bit of traffic delay. Both pregame and postgame, we will direct traffic postgame, but I think we can anticipate that it's going to be busy throughout that entire period of time.
And again, for the motorists out there, the many who are going to typically stay away from University and Welborn, among other routes around the campus, is really not a big deal, and people may be rolling their eyes if they're not going to be part of the game. But obviously there's a lot locally and many from out of town who should be planning on some additional time to get to where they normally set up.
Right, and that's really the message that we're trying to get across, is just be prepared for some delays. You know, we've looked at different ways that we could route traffic that would make it less problematic. And the fact of the matter is that when you reduce the northbound Welborn Road to one lane of traffic, it's going to cause some traffic delays. Like I said, we will direct traffic immediately after the game, and that reduces some of the volume on Welborn Road. But this is something, especially pregame with an 11 o'clock kick, people tend to want to wait until the last minute just because it's so early to come to the game. And that puts a heavy volume of traffic there all at once. So we want to let people know to be prepared, because it's going to affect not just northbound Welborn, but also southbound. Because another part of this project is, if you're southbound on Welborn, the ramp to go east on University Drive is closed. So there are some detours that are in there that people can take, but the main message is just to be prepared for a little bit of delay.
And since TxDOT began the project even before the onslaught of game day traffic, have your officers noticed some issues by motorists who come upon the construction for the first time and are not reacting very well?
Not a lot. I've driven through there a couple of times, and mostly the issue is with high-volume traffic, that it's going to tend to back up, because any time you narrow down what's normally been two lanes into the one lane, then it's going to back up. One thing I will say is, when you are northbound on Welborn Road, you still have the ability to turn east. There's still a ramp that goes east onto University Drive. It's just southbound that does not have the ability to go east.
And this reminder also applies if you haven't yet been through the intersection. We've had a few basketball games, but I'm sure it's not going to be the volume that a Kyle Field crowd's going to bring in. But obviously, those who may be listening and may not have come to town in a while, that's something else to consider in your traveling plans if you're going to take in a basketball game anytime soon.
Right, because this will be blocked off for a while. You know, I don't know exactly how long, but I know that it's going to be for a little while. So the best recommendation would be, if you can avoid that intersection or that area, then I would avoid it. If you can't, I mean, if that's your route that you take, and that's the only route you can go, then just expect it'll take a few minutes longer.
And continue to watch out for construction workers, and also watch out for traffic control.
Yes, and there will be, immediately after the game, there will be officers directing traffic in that area. So please pay attention to what they're telling you and follow those directions, and we'll try to get everybody out safely.
And the general Friday reminder before game day, too, regardless of your route getting in and out of the ball game, just to make sure you watch out for pedestrians and officers, and traffic control will go as usual throughout the parking system, and just do what you're told, and everybody will have a great day.
Yes, anytime you get 80,000 plus people together, it's going to be a little congested, and it's going to take a minute to get where you're going. So if we all work together, I think we can pull it off in a safe way.
All right. Again, special reminders, not only applying to this Saturday, but also obviously applying to Thanksgiving Day as well, when TU comes into town too.
Yes, because that one is only a week away. So we won't be able to talk about that one on the Friday before. So we might as well go ahead and put the word out. And that's going to be a heavily attended game. And traffic is going to be especially heavy because most people tend to go home after the game. There's no staying and tailgating. So history shows that game with Texas here is the one that has the longest traffic delays.
And particularly since this will be the last one for who knows how long.
Right. Being the last game, plus being Thanksgiving, like I say, everybody tends to go home after the game. Nobody's staying to tailgate. So you get literally 90,000 people all leaving at about the same time. So that's going to take a couple hours.
All right, again, reminders from Lieutenant Rod Sigler of the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.